First up on the news at one today, details of a homecoming for the Open Golf champion Shane Lowry are expected to be announced today following his historic win in Royal Portrush yesterday. Ceremonies are expected to be held in Clara and at Esker Hills Golf Club in County Offaly. Well, Ciarán Mullooly, our Midlands correspondent, was speaking to Shane's granny, Emily Scanlon, today.
Oh, I am a very proud granny. Oh, I am. It's great to live to see all this happening. He saw so much in life, you know. He had a great upbringing, you know. I remember I minded him while the mother was working, you know. They were building a house in Provana. He was always on the go. I had a turf box in the corner beside the range. And when I go up to the close and I pull him into it, he'd have all the turf mowed out and he'd come back. So whether it worked his immune system or what, I don't know. But he got there anyway. And great cousin he was. He was always full of life and full of go. And I sure look where he is today and I was in a great...
Was it tough watching at the weekend?
Oh, terrible. Emotional now it was. I hadn't slept last night. I hadn't drank a brandy since 2009. Drank 2 years and it nearly killed me. It was great to live to see all this happening, you know. It gave our little town a great boost. I remember his grandpa, they're actually winning the... he won the Mullingar Scratch Cup. And he came home and I was shouting at him. He said, go out there and bring me in a bucket of turf. You see, Tom? Shut up, Emmy. He says, you won't see Tiger Woods bringing in turf. You know, he thought he was Tiger Woods when he won the Mullingar Scratch Cup. That's a great day. Great memories.
That's Emily Scanlon there, Shane Lowry's granny. And Ciarán Mullooly is in Clara now. Well, the turf mull certainly didn't do him any harm. Ciarán, is there any news on the homecoming?
The secret is out. A solid diet of peat, obviously, is the way to win a 1.6 million euro over a weekend. Listen, great celebrations here in Clara today. Speaking to Shane's parents, Brendan and Bridgie, in the last half an hour, I think at this stage they're waiting like the rest of us for confirmation from management, but they're expecting it could be much later in the week before this homecoming takes place. Shane has been out and about celebrating in the aftermath of the event. I'm sure many of our listeners may have seen some of the scenes in a Dublin club when he arrived this morning. His dad Brendan and his mother Bridgie were looking at the same video of Shane holding the famous claret jug over his head while singing the Fields of Athenry. I gather this lunchtime he's in Dublin city centre, also celebrating with friends. So they think it could be much later, perhaps even Thursday, before he gets here. He was due initially to travel to the United States to take part in the FedEx tournament this coming week with 46 of the top players in the world. There's a doubt over that at the moment, and it's very much a matter for his management and the man himself to decide. One thing's for sure, Claire, Clara is getting ready. They've had a tremendous weekend here, huge celebrations, and believe me, they will be ready when he gets here later in the week.
Because, Ciarán, we heard Minister Shane Ross saying earlier today that whatever Shane Lowry wants, he will get in terms of a homecoming. Are you getting the sense that whatever happens, it will be in Clara and at Esker Hills, that it won't be something that will happen in Dublin in an official capacity?
You know, the official word is going to come from himself and his manager. But, you know, anybody who knows the background of Shane Lowry will know he is a modest person. He's grounded. He is a person who would not be seeking major headlines. And it's more likely that there will be a celebration here than on any national stage. This has been a hallmark of his career. People around this town will be talking today about the days he walked out the road day after day after day to Esker Hills to play golf. You know, when people perhaps even took a derogatory view of the fact he did nothing but play golf in those days, boy, have they eaten their words this weekend. So it's more likely from a family perspective at the moment that the big celebration will be in County Offaly, where he has enjoyed most of his formative years in golf so far.
All right. Well, Ciarán, we await for word. Thank you very much for bringing us that from Clara today. Well, just before we came on air, our reporter Juliet Gash in Esker Hills Golf Club, just outside Tullamore, told me what the atmosphere is like there today.
Well, Claire, it just keeps building. I mean, more and more people keep on arriving. There are even some Americans here coming to have a little look out of curiosity. I've been here since 7:30 this morning, and the first person I met was a club manager here at Esker Hills, Ray Malloy. When I walked in this morning, he gave me a big hug, which was a first as a reporter, and it was just a lovely, warm welcome. The phone hasn't stopped ringing for the past 5 hours. There's massive support for the club and, of course, for Shane Lowry. Everyone is just so thrilled, genuinely ecstatic for Shane and his latest achievement of being crowned champion golfer for 2019. And I spoke to Ray's brother, Donal Malloy, who's a director here at Esker Hills.
We built this course in the mid-90s, and just speaking of Shane Lowry, I remember coming as a junior, 13 or 14, and showed potential. And eventually, he did well on the amateur circuit, winning the West of Ireland. And then, amazingly, he won the Irish Amateur Championship. And I suppose we thought that was the pinnacle for a club like that. And I remember other golf club owners probably were very jealous of the fact at the time.
So, Juliet, obviously there's huge support for Shane Lowry. That couple of hours yesterday was on hundreds of millions of screens around the world. And members at Esker Hills are telling you today, aren't they, that they really hope to build on that.
That's right, Claire. I spoke to one member here and he said that there's so many golf clubs in Ireland and they can find it tough to compete for members, particularly in smaller clubs like here in Esker Hills, where there are around 200 members. But the hope is here now, after Lowry's massive success, that more young people will take up the game. There are already young players here, but that they'll take an interest and that others maybe will return to the sport. I asked Aislinn Hackett, who's lady captain of the club here, her thoughts about whether golf is seen as a bit exclusive.
Oh, it's certainly not elitist here. Never was. The children, in fairness to Brendan, Shane's father, he's the junior coordinator here and he is absolutely super. He'd be out here. We all thought maybe when Shane and Alan moved on, he'd give it up. But in fact, he's more involved now and he brought two busloads of them down to Lahinch to the Open. So from that point of view, they encourage them. They just come. They don't have to, they're not charged. They don't have to be members, and they get coached every Monday night. You know, and introducing them to a new sport. You know, besides the football and the hurling and the soccer.
Aislinn Hackett there talking to our reporter Juliet Gash.